Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down the Thursday night showdown with the Bengals.
You guys, appreciate everybody being here. Played, well, about 24 hours ago, and I just went through a walkthrough practice for Thursday night. And as I told the guys, we are hurtling toward Thursday night football against the Bengals at the bank. So we're looking forward to that. We understand what a big game it is. Obviously, they see it the same way. So we're going to have to be at our very best, very important game. But we're locked in and preparing for that right now. That's what we're doing. What questions?
John, over the years, have you changed or done anything as far as your Thursday week preparation?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're always tweaking things. You know, it's today's practice was different than other ones that we've had in terms of the reps and how we went about it. You always kind of adjust for, you know, what you learn and where your team is at and everything. We do use a lot of information, that performance information, numbers and things like that, and loads and things like that. We use that to set these practices up. But the main thing is we're working on the plays and the defensive calls and the special teams calls that we're gonna need and run Thursday night, and that's what we're working on.
You find these division games are not easy to prepare for Thursday night, but a little bit easier from a preparation standpoint, being on a short week, because they're such familiarity.
Yeah, well, in that sense, you don't have to learn your opponent as much. You know, you already know the players, and you know the history. You know, you've lived it. You go back and you study it again really hard. We were in here early. Guys were in here last night. Coaches were in here this morning, very early, and players got in early, and you just have to go to work. You know, it's a challenge, but it's worthwhile, and we're looking forward to it.
With Lamar playing so well after just one practice, might you continue that trend going forward?
Well, we only have one practice at speed this week, so I guess we got that going for us this week anyway, for the whole team. We'll see how it works for everybody.
I mean, in the future.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever you got to do, whatever it takes, it's a long season. A lot of things happen. Guys prepare in different ways. Sometimes guys have things that they're dealing with. Other times guys need rest. You know, you take it as it presents itself.
John, was Travis Jones held out yet? Well, not held out, but was he kind of an emergency basis where if you need him, you can use him, but if we don't have to go to him, we'll just give him a couple more days?
Right. We had kind of hoped for a certain number of reps if we needed him. And, you know, they're a good running team, so we went with the extra D lineman in that sense. But, you know, he didn't have to go. And I thought those guys, kudos to the guys that went, and they did a great job.
John, we saw Likely on the injury report. Was that something that happened during the game yesterday? And is it any longer-term concern?
Yeah, it's something he's dealing with. It's just with a short week, we'll just have to see how it works out here the next couple of days.
Lamar's been really good. I think he leads the NFL in passes of 15 yards or more. Given the offense and all the sort of tools you have, I mean, how emboldened, I guess, do you guys feel in terms of that sort of aggressiveness?
Well, I feel no different than we've felt all year about it. You know, it's those plays are the plays. Sometimes it's a result of the play design. Sometimes it's, you know, Lamar extending the play and making stuff happen too. You've seen that as well. So you just kind of, as you go, it unfolds before you. Your personality as an offense, the things that you do well, the things you need to get better at, just kind of unfolds as you go and try to just keep improving. And I think our offense, our whole team has done a great job of that. Yeah, Marcus played really well. I thought the whole defense did. The coverage was really good. But, yeah, Marcus had an excellent game. I started off the game. I mean, came right out of there, the deep half, and had that hit right at the line of scrimmage. And great play, great tackle play, and numerous other really good plays throughout the game. Was in great position. Discouraged a lot of throws downfield because of where he was at numerous times. I thought he played really well.
John, toward the end of the second quarter, they had just scored. You get the ball back with something like, I don't know, 45, 50 seconds and one timeout. You end up scoring on the Flowers touchdown. But what goes into you're getting the ball coming out at halftime as well. What goes into your decision at that point, whether to be aggressive in that moment or not?
Well, it's a good question. It really starts when you're on defense and you're trying to manage the time in a way that, you know, you don't call timeouts for the offense, for their offense, to give them time to go score. They had timeouts. We knew they would use them. But when it got down towards where we thought we could get them stopped and you have a chance to get the ball back, you like to have it back like with a minute or so, as much time as you can. Give yourself a chance to at least get a field goal. That's the thinking. So we called those timeouts to try to get that back. I think we still had one left, if I remember right, for our drive, which worked out really well for us. And, yeah, we're trying to be aggressive. We want to go get points. You need points. You know, it's another possession, so you kind of have an opportunity to steal possession at the end of the half, especially when you're getting the ball to start the second half. You get possessions on both sides of that thing, and it just couldn't have worked out any better for us. I mean, that's the ideal. When you can put a touchdown and a touchdown and bracket halftime with touchdowns, that's the goal.
Was there any satisfaction in winning the challenge?
Of course there was. There's always satisfaction in winning a challenge.
Other than just getting the ball on offense because of the turnover.
Yeah. You know what, I tell you what, our guys in the box, Daniel Stern and the people in the box, did a great job of really taking a good look at that monitor. We had the pylon camera. When they saw the pylon, when he saw the pylon camera shot upstairs, you know, he saw right away that it had a real good chance to win. So that was awesome. I mean, that was big for us. That was a huge, huge play in the game.
Sean, Eddie Jackson, just a numbers game with getting Marlon and Nate Williams back, you had to lose the DB, or how did that decision?
That's what it was. I mean, it was nothing about the way Eddie played. He played well, and he was in good position. He made tackles. He's been playing well all year. It's just kind of the way the numbers are working out right now. Then you've got the versatility of different guys in spots. And he and I had a great conversation. He's a class act, pro in every way. He wants to play, wants to contribute, and he will. I see it the same way as Marcus. He will. He'll be out there, and he'll be making a difference for us this year. And we'll just let the circumstances kind of unfold on that.
On like a per play basis, just about as efficient with motion as without. Ranked it up a little bit against Denver, but I guess what kind of goes into just the game planning approach each week to decide if we want to be more static, if we want to be more dynamic?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, and obviously Todd would be, you know, give you, he probably won't tell you anything, you know, so, but there's two things, is how it affects the defense, you know, and how they adjust to it. And some of it you want to find out how they're going to adjust to it. And Denver's a good example of that, what Sean does. I mean, the first 15 plays, they put a lot of motions out there and formations and put the formation into the boundary just to see what they can build for the rest of the game. But if you can create some kind of an advantage, whether it's a numbers advantage, a blocking advantage, sometimes it shows you if it's man or zone. Sometimes you can create a problem with their coverage and get somebody open. I mean, all those things are part of it. Sometimes it's just to put them on their heels a little bit, just to create a different picture so you can hide a formation and run the same basic route that you would run. But maybe they have a more difficult time identifying what's coming because there's moving parts in front of it. I think all those things are part of it. Sometimes it's good to just come out and line up and play ball. So, and I think Todd does a great job too of building off of what you've been doing well. They've seen that they have to defend one thing. Now, let's give them something off of that. That's the next step.
John, do you expect anything in terms of trade with the deadline now about 20 hours away or so? Or are you conversation with Eric regularly or no?
Oh yeah, I mean, he always brings stuff to me if it's something that's real and legitimate. He communicates really, really well with that, and we'll just see where it goes. I mean, it's about 24 hours now till that, so now's the time, and we'll see if something unfolds. But right now, from my perspective, I'm just thinking about the game plan against Cincinnati, and focusing on that. Yeah, I would say growing. You know, those guys growing, other guys too. You know, some guys have been hampered by some injuries or things like that. Some guys are waiting for their chance. You have other guys like Sanusi Kane doing it on special teams. Bo Braid, Maryland player, stepping up last few games on special teams, playing really well. The two players you mentioned, I think they're all doing really well, and I think there's a lot of room for growth. Even this year during the season, you know, you probably make a lot of progress from the beginning to the end if you're playing your rookie year, and we expect those guys to keep doing that.
How much is there a balance of, you know, juggling roster spots and so forth and wanting to get him out?
Yeah. Those things are all part of it, but with Keaton, it's going to be more about him being ready. We'll make the roster spot, you know, work for Keaton. And when he's ready to go and compete and protect himself and all those different things, I promise you he'll definitely be out there.
John, so is there any chance of this? Well,
there's a chance. There's always a chance. So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah. One more. John, Justin made all his kicks yesterday, but he had the extra point go off the upright and the other one kind of just inside the upright. Is there anything that's a little bit off the operation right now? Or
No, nothing wrong with the operation at all. Did he make all his kicks?
He did.
Okay. All right, appreciate you guys. Thanks.